Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Thanks much, as always, for making the show part of your day. We'll go blitzing around the Beltway at noon. Redskins, Wizards, get you some thoughts on the Caps, who are back in action finally after a long layoff tonight. They have not played since the weekend.
I hate how the NHL schedule works.
This was weird, though. This is super abnormal.
I feel like this is all the time. That there's 3 or 4 day layoffs and back to back.
This was their first 4 day hiatus in a long, long time. Probably of the season, to be honest with you. Sunday through Wednesday does not happen like this. But you're right. It is a strange kind of convoluted schedule where they'll play 4 games in 8 days and then they'll go 2 or 3 nights without one. Strange. Trying to crowbar in everybody's schedule and everybody's availability at their arenas. It's time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. So here's how I got to this, because CK's saying, oh, you're looking at baby names. Not looking at baby names at all. No, I'm just not.
Wow.
There is this email that I get occasionally with, like, interesting entertainment stories that you could choose from for radio fodder, basically. One of the stories on here was the most popular baby's name of the year 2017. And I thought, oh, that'll be interesting to see if Danny can hit on any of these names, if he guesses them. As a guy who's got a kid,
yeah,
who's young, who goes to parties with a bunch of little kids.
I go to a lot of children's birthday parties.
You were in the child game, I would say.
I would say that.
I don't know how much you're in the child game, but you're in the child game at this point.
I'm very in the universe.
So, here's my question to you. I got 10 names in front of me that are the most common boy names for babies this past calendar year that ends in 1 month.
Okay.
Guess.
This is boys and girls? Is everybody?
I got boys and girls. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the ladies first.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. So here there are there are thousands of Emmas. Everybody's named Emma.
Emma was the third most popular female name of 2017.
There you have it. I've gone to a lot of Emma-related events.
Okay.
I've got a lot of Avas. Thousands of Avas.
Ava, did you look this up?
I did not. This is what's going on in my life.
I shouldn't tease this.
This is what's going on. No, I'm telling you, this is what's going on in my life.
I don't believe you. That's number four on the list.
I have...
Ava's not even a popular name.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you. I'm in the universe. This is what happens. Everybody thinks they're unique, and they're not. We choose names, or like my family chooses names, based on like relatives that we've already had. Everybody else wants something unique. They want their little angel to stand out, and this is how they do it. I'm going to say the name... Let me see. I wrote down a couple ideas. Isabel.
Guy, that's number five. You looked this up.
I did not.
Tom. Do you think Danny's pulling these off the top of his head, or did he look it up during the break?
I'm surprised that he pulled Isabel, but the first two are very common.
I went and got Jack Links during the break and heard a story from CK.
A gross story from CK.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Like that might make you get sick.
That just changed my perspective on a lot of stuff type
yeah.
story.
Right.
The only other name I came up with, because there's two in my son's class, Mia. Mia.
Mia's on the list as well. This is not fun for me.
I don't have any others, because that's what I came up.
I thought you had two more.
No, those are my. I wrote down four as quick as I could.
Do you have any boys?
I've got several boys.
Okay.
Caden. I hear infinite amounts about Cadens with terrible spellings. There's a Y in there for some reason.
Caden
there's an
is
AID.
On the list. Spin your computer around real quick. Is your computer on this website? I'm gonna be Rick.
No, it's on a Star Wars bit. Andy Serkis gave an interview about. A Supreme Leader Snoke, and that he's actually not a Sith. It's a damn bombshell.
I'll never not believe that you didn't look this up. All right, keep going.
All right, so I've got Caden and Keegan, because that's constant. It's so much in my face.
There's no Keegan. It's
okay.
Your first
name. No Keegan. There you go. There are a ton of Jacksons on my Facebook feed.
Jackson is number one.
Yeah, that's so out there. A name that I've been surprised I've heard a bunch here over the last several years, baby Ethan. There's an Ethan. I thought Ethan was pretty much out of there. I've heard a lot of Ethans.
Nope, no Ethans here.
No Ethans?
I've got, for boys, Jackson, Liam, like Neeson.
Oh, Noah, I should have gotten Liam.
Aiden, Lucas.
Yep.
Caden, Grayson, Mason. There's a lot of Asons here. Elijah and Logan. Logan Paulson.
Ooh. The Liam situation I should have gotten. There's a lot of those. And
kind of a cool name.
I think it's a neat name. I do. I've always liked that one. Noah I should have gotten as well.
If you're named after Liam Neeson, you got a pretty good name.
Grant, what are some of your favorite names?
I don't really have favorite names, Star.
You sure?
My favorite names are Brendan, Tom, and Danny. Love those names.
I've got a particular set of names. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm not really a name guy, Dar, at this point in my life.
What about any female names? Have you thought about any?
No, not yet.
How many of those do you think you'll actually use in your life?
Baby names?
Yeah. Baby.
Not really sure, Tom. It's a good question.
You know what? Kelly Oubre is a good player for the Wizards. Did you guys know that? One of the things he leads the league in is deflections. Grant Paulson's been deflecting right now, and I like it.
Funny bit.
I like it. There's a pass, and he's deflecting.
I want to one more time just tell you I think you cheated on this exercise deep down in my core, but I hope you didn't.
I'm telling you, I got several misses. This is my life.
Yeah, you went about 11 for 14.
This is my life. Are these names? Are constant babies?
You do go to baby birthday parties every single week.
It's my social activity.
Your baby birthday parties, because Bill Rowland's like five now four?
He's four.
This is the 2017, so I don't know how many infants you know.
Wow, how much has changed over the last several years?
I
know plenty. There's a birth announcement. My buddy's daughter's named Eden. I've got...
Eden?
Eden.
E-D-E-N.
E-D-E-N.
Exciting.
I'm telling you, there's tons of these out there. Everybody's... This is all I get. The only communications we have are about guests who just got born. I go, I didn't even know she was pregnant. Like, it's a constant streaming in of baby names. Baby.
The baby in the back.
I still didn't get to the Infinity War trailer for Double Plays. Can I do that tomorrow?
Yeah, why not? Ford Fiesta. Car seat in the back.
You forgot the first part.
Baby in it.
Forgot the most important word in the whole thing.
Uber.
That's what I wanted.
Ever get an Uber? Beltway Blitz. Grant and Danny next.
Folks, Danny Ruya here for my guys at Ted Britt Ford. Oh, do I love Ted Britt Ford. These are good people that want to treat you very well. That's what they want to do. Their goal is to treat you very well, and you get yourself a brand spanking new ride. 2017's almost over. It's like, what day is it? Like November 30th at this point? It means 2017's almost over. You get the benefit, though, of 2017's being discounted and tremendous value on some excellent cars. I got a 2017 Ford Fusion. I love that son of a gun. I don't charge my card. No, sir, I just charge the car. When you guys are getting gas, I'm not. I'm charging my vehicle up. 2017 Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Taurus, Escape, Flex, Explorer, Expedition, and the F-150. Check this out. 0% financing for 72 months. Is that all, Danny? No, it's not, rhetorical radio listener. You get $1,000 bonus cash. That's right. Plus, extra $1,000. And on top of that $1,000, an extra $1,000 for military and veterans, to those who serve or have served, or families living with those who serve or have served. How about that? That's really, really excellent that Ted Britt Ford does that. Some other stuff going on as well. You buy a new Fusion, as I mentioned, for just $199 a month. New F-150 pickup, as little as $299 a month. I'm telling you, you got to go to Fairfax or Chantilly just to click away at TedBritt.com and experience some of these excellent deals. Drive off in a new car, get taken care of for life. When you go, tell them Danny sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.